Hello, 大家好，我是阿三。My name is Sam, and welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. I will be your host for today, and I know what you're thinking. Sam, you haven't been our host for so long. Do you not love us anymore? Why are you mad at us? Did we do something? I'm only kidding. Of course I'm not mad. I have unfortunately not had enough time to do the pronunciation challenges here recently. I've been busy with a lot of other things here at VoiceTube.A lot of other little projects here and there, and overall just trying to bring you guys a better English learning experience. So although you haven't heard my voice in a little while, rest assured I'm still alive, and I have been here working behind the scenes on a lot of other things, mostly videos and blogs and developing our product and trying to make it better for all of you lovely people. Anyway, without any further ado, let's get on to our challenge for today.So today's video is called How to Meet New People Even If You're an Introvert. So I like this video. If you remember back in a 2017 pronunciation challenge, I talked about this concept of being an introvert or an extrovert. And I really like this concept because I personally think I'm an introvert. I identify as an introvert. But there are many misconceptions. See, of course, I'm already talking about the first vocabulary word. There are many misconceptions about what that means. So I'll talk about that a little bit more as we go through. But anyway, I thought this was a very interesting video, and I recommend that you all check it out. So let's get on to our sentence for today. It's very short. I think the biggest misconception about introverts is that they're antisocial.So I'll read it one more time, a little bit slower. I think the biggest misconception about introverts is that they're antisocial. So let's get on to our vocabulary. So our first word is misconception. That's probably the hardest word we have today. Misconception. So that's misconception. Four syllables. Misconception.So you might know the word concept. So a concept is like a thing, an idea. And a conception is kind of like your understanding of something, your impression of something. So if there is a misconception, if you guys know the word, the prefix mis, you know, from mistake or misunderstand or misstep or something like that, right? They all have the meaning of,you know, to do something incorrectly. So if there's a misconception, that means that you have a conception, right, an idea of something that is not correct. So if someone says that there's a misconception about something or a common misconception, that means that a lot of people have the wrong idea about something. And another way you could say this, which is our second vocabulary word, is a misunderstanding.Misunderstanding. So I'm sure everyone knows the word understand or understanding. Right? Understanding is the verb. Understanding is a noun. And if you say there's a misunderstanding, that means that there was sort of an issue with the communication. That means that someone has the wrong understanding of something. For example, if you say there was a misunderstanding,That means that there was some sort of communication issue. You know, for example, if people get into an argument, they often say, you know, I'm sure this is just a misunderstanding. I'm sure we don't have conflicting ideas or different values or anything like that. This is just a misunderstanding. So that means, you know, it's just the way we're communicating it. I'm sure we have the same...perspective on this. You know, that's kind of what that means. But the difference between the two is a misconception is more about sort of your impression of something, whereas misunderstanding is a little more in depth. Whereas with misconception, it's kind of like your impression of something, and it kind of implies that there hasn't been much research done in this topic, right? It's sort of like a general...commonly misunderstood thing because people don't understand the concept very well. Sorry, that's enough about those two words. Next we have introvert, extrovert, introverted, and extroverted. So introvert and extrovert, these are opposites, and you probably know these prefixes as well. So introvert and extrovert. So if you say, you know, the interior of something, for example, what does that mean? That means the inside of it, right? That means the part that's inside of it, the interior of a home. Or if you say the exterior, that means the outside, right? So that's what that means. So introvert, someone who is introverted, means that they like to spend time on their own. It means that they like to, you know, when they don't have energy, when they need to relax, you know, maybe after a long day, they probably want to spend time on themselves, with themselves. You know, they're maybe inward thinking. Whereas someone who is extroverted, you know, after a long day, or if they're exhausted or, you know, bored and want to do something, they might look for other people. So they are extroverted, right? You can kind of get that idea of in and ex, introvert, extrovert. And then for introverted and extroverted, these are the adjective forms of these two words. So to put those in a sentence, so you can say, I am an introvert, or I am an extrovert, or, you know, my sister is an introvert. But you can't say she is an introverted. If you use the introverted or extroverted forms, you have to use it like an adjective. So you can say, I am very introverted or very extroverted. Or you don't need the very as well. You can say, my cousin Phil is extroverted, which means that he is an extrovert, which means that he likes to spend lots of time with other people. Finally, we have antisocial and social. And I know what you're thinking, at least some of you. You're thinking, is it antisocial or antisocial? Because some people say anti and some people say anti. The truth is, both of them are okay. So whichever one you prefer. I actually find that I use both. I don't really have any reason for using one or the other. I kind of just use both of them naturally. I'm not sure why, to be honest, but I know that's not a very, it's probably not the answer that some people wanted, but as a native speaker, I kind of just use both of them naturally. So if you use either one, it will not sound strange to any native speakers. So you don't have to worry about that. So antisocial or antisocial, both are okay. So someone who is antisocial is someone that, I think I just used the other one, is someone that does not like other people, does not like spending time with other people. So that's what she's talking about in the video, saying that not all introverts are antisocial. If you're antisocial, it means that you don't like other people or you don't like spending time with other people. Whereas if you are introverted, it just means that you don't like to spend too much time with other people. It means that you also, in addition to, you know, spending time with other people, you also need to spend some time on your own. Maybe more time than extroverts, more time on your own than an extrovert would. So that is the difference between antisocial or antisocial and introverted. They're very different, but they often get confused. And the last one we have is social. Social. And this is just the opposite of antisocial or antisocial. So if someone is social, it means they like to spend a lot of time with people. That's social. And this word is very commonly used these days when referring to social media, like Facebook, Instagram, Line, all those good things. So that is social media. And that's it. I know it's been a while. Thank you all so much for listening. And let me know down in the comments, do you think you are more of an introvert or more of an extrovert? And why? Also, if you checked out this video, let me know if you found it helpful. I thought that some of these tips were pretty useful for both introverts and extroverts, actually. But let me know what you thought of the video. That is all we have for today. If you've made it this far, that means that you only have one more day in order to be entered into the contest to win a Ray Du book. And the book is autographed by him. I almost forgot to mention. Yeah, so not only is it a book from Ray Du, but it has his autograph inside. Oh my god, Adi! If you're listening, can you please give me a book too, Adi? I'm your biggest fan. No, I'm just joking, but I do watch your videos, and I like them a lot. But anyway, I'm getting off topic. All you guys gotta do is make sure you record tomorrow, and you'll be entered to win as well. So thank you all one final time, all of my lovely VoiceTubers, for listening to today's challenge. My name is Sam, and I will see you guys on the next one. Bye.